Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and PT pearls to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in.
So this episode is super exciting because we get to dive a little bit deeper into the mobility method, where it was all born. Mobility, that's what you're known for, the mobility queen. So the mobility method, why did that end up coming up? Where did that originate?
Yeah, so funny. So it originally launched and pulled together in November, actually, of 2017. Mm-hmm. So it's been a little bit. What's funny is that I had zero intention of ever really having anything. I didn't know that I was going to have an Instagram, right? And that started to grow. And then once I graduated physical therapy school in 2015, that's when I started educating. And guess what people liked the most as to what I would educate about?
Mobility.
Oh, so crazy.
Yeah, wild. And I love, too, that a lot of it comes from educating. Yeah. I mean, that was like where you were learning in PT school about mobility, about ranges of motion, and about where we were really just lacking in that understanding of how to check ourselves so that we could educate ourselves easily.
Yeah. Well, and what I really saw on social media too, like I would kind of address every pain point or diagnosis or something, and I would kind of choose, especially earlier on, I would be like, okay, I'm going to talk about IT band and I'm going to start first at the mobility that you need to be checking in your body to see what you have. And then we're going to progress into activations and corrective exercises and then strength movements. And, you know, and it would kind of go like that. But again, the one thing that people really gravitated toward every time was the beginning of the week was the mobility. And that was always what people questioned me for. And what I realized too, especially at that time, I would say in earlier social media kind of growth, the things that were the sexiest, right, was the workouts and what people could do to look a certain way and aesthetics. And what I felt was lacking that I noticed was that baseline, was finding that foundation first. Well, before you go try to lift overhead, do you even have that shoulder range of motion that you need in your body?
And I think the one thing, so many people are looking online, searching for something that's going to make us look a certain way or do a certain thing. And a lot of people will connect with that message initially. I think the thing that you'll get connection with more is if you can make someone feel a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's that stuff with mobility that's not the sexy stuff. It's not going to like grab people up front, but it's going to make them feel a certain way in their body, realize that, oh, once I do my X mobility, my knees feel better. That's when you can really grasp someone in.
And that becomes a more long-term solution for a person as well. If you can make someone feel something different, then they're more prone to continue to do it. If someone is just doing it because that's what I've been told to do, but I have no idea why it's creating any benefit and I don't feel any different, chances are that person's less likely to continue down the path of actually implementing it into their life.
So when you started to realize you wanted to create this thing, I think one of the toughest things is actually putting it together and packaging it in a way that is easy to get to people and is easy for people to understand when once they buy it, the mobility method, like how do they easily get through this thing in a way that's going to impact their body? So how'd you go about putting it together to get it out to people?
Well, what was interesting, I mean, this initially came about as well because I was working with clients in person. I had already left the clinic and it was great, right? I could see my own clients. I could see people who were really motivated, wanting to do the work. Yet there was this whole Instagram world of people who were also seeking help and seeking information. And though you could try to find the solution through Instagram, you know, I really felt like there needs to be a better place for people to actually be able to dive into their bodies that could really truly benefit beyond just a random Instagram post.
Yeah.
And so when I first created the mobility method, it was really my thing is there's never one answer. So I didn't also believe in creating this program that was like the 12 steps to mobility, or, you know, here is the perfect outline that you follow. I think that's really hard to create. So when I first created it, actually, I didn't even have a self-assessment. It was literally just broken down into the biggest areas within your body that neglected mobility, which when we go by the joint by joint method, which we've talked about before, right? Neck is usually more stable. Upper back needs to be more mobile. So there was a whole section for back mobility that was mostly around the upper back, and then the hips and the ankles and the feet and the toes. And, you know, it kind of went down, and the wrists, it kind of went down each path. But what I realized too, and even though people got in, were doing the work, amazing, it's also a lot of information.
Yeah. Can you explain a little bit more about what it is? So you're talking about the different sections of the body, and then that's where it started, the OG mobility method, where we focus more on, okay, upper back, like kind of focus on this section. But then you talked about a self-assessment and where it's at now. So talk a little bit more about what the mobility method is and how somebody would work their way through it now.
Yeah. So this idea of a mobility method came together because it truly was, there's no one method, right, to mobility. The method to mobility is really getting to know your own body.
Yeah.
And so when I first created it, you know, with all of these different modules and saying, explore through every exercise and find what's needed for your body. Mm-hmm. It was very overwhelming for people, right?
Yeah.
So I decided, okay, there needs to be a little bit more structure and guidance in how people can truly start to get to know their body and understand where they should be going rather than just trying a bunch of exercises. So that's where I then created a little self-assessment. And that little self-assessment is actually 23 movements long, because it's surprising to get to know your body on a whole new level. And there's differences between passive range of motion, where it's like I'm laying down on my back and my arm can flop open.
Yeah.
Or active range of motion, where I'm standing and now can I move my arm against gravity?
Yeah.
Right? And introducing people between those two concepts to say there is an exercise for passive range, but there's also an exercise for active range. And when you understand this active range, that's what's really going to take you into becoming a more functional human.
I think that's a super cool thing that, you know, exploring how the assessment itself sometimes becomes the exercise and understanding the different ways of, okay, I just explore into this range a little more. And when I activate this way differently, or if I activate my shoulder blade when I'm going for shoulder movement, how it can mess differently with hypotension in certain areas. I think it's so important knowing that just that assessment, based on if you're doing active or passive or engaging or dynamic movement, it can become one of the exercises in itself. But so you mentioned 23 movements. If I'm only having pain in one area, couldn't I just do part of them? Or why is it important to do all of those 23?
Yeah, that's important to understand. Everyone wants to know, what are the mobility exercises that I do for my back pain, right? Totally. My back is hurting.
Knee pain. Can I just do some knee things?
Exactly. But what we're neglecting to see is that, one, there's no one solution for every diagnosis, and there's no one solution for every pain. Your pain point just paints the picture of what's happening, and your diagnosis just confirms that pain. But it doesn't actually tell us the cause, and it doesn't actually tell us what is happening within your individual body. And so I think getting people to understand and better educate around their body really helps to pull in the whole picture. Like, oh, my upper back is actually super limited. Maybe that's why I'm having shoulder issues and can't lift overhead all the way. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why my low back feels kind of achy. You know, and when we start to put this picture of our own body together, like, oh, I didn't realize that my hip moved in four different directions or five different,
I think that's super important for when, like, even saying, oh, my upper back's tight, or, oh, my hip flexor is tight. Okay, well, is it hip flexion? Is it your rotation of your hip? Mm-hmm. Is it that your hip flexor is just weak and it's not strong through its entire range? Like, there's so much more there when we just say, oh, I have a tight hip flexor.
Exactly. And when you're really working on mobility of things, it's not just the passive range of motion. When you're actually working on mobility, your hip flexors are going to get strong. Your glutes are going to get strong. Because if you're really working through rotation of the hips and you know, maintaining and holding in different ranges, your body around those ranges are going to get strong as well. And so I think that's the misconception people have sometimes. The other misconception, I feel like people come into the mobility method one, they want, tell me exactly what to do, give me an everyday plan. And it's not structured that way, because again, it was created in something that I truly believe can help someone. There's no one way to do anything. It's what your body individually needs. So if you go through the self-assessment based on each restriction, there then is like 4 to 5 recommended exercises. Again, not exactly what you should do, but based on this restriction, here's what could help. And so there I narrowed it down. Instead of all the exercises in the module, here are 4 to 5, explore them, find what's most restricted, and then find when you can do it within your day. So for example, can you do 1 before you get out of bed in the morning? Can you do a couple before you work out? Because again, they're not just passive, they're active as well. Can you do 1 to 2 after you work out? Can you do 1 before you go to bed? And so all of a sudden you have this individualized, personalized mobility program that you get to pick and plug into your day as it fits for you. And that's really what I wanted to create, because again, like, me thinking about adding mobility into my day can feel overwhelming if someone's telling me to do 1 hour a day. It's just, it might happen sporadically, but it's probably not going to happen consistently. And we know, we preach this, the only way that you start to see improvement or feel improvement is if you do it consistently.
Yeah, I think the consistency is key. And I think that what you said, how you're kind of taking ownership over creating this individualized program. So it's cool because it's individual, but you get to create that on your own and choose when you do it on your own. And again, that can be overwhelming for some people, because we're kind of trained in this world of, oh, I just search the symptoms of what's going on in my body online and I'm given one answer.
Yeah.
Or we have that one diagnosis. But the way you work through this program, you're constantly given more and more information. The more you go through, the more exercises you do, you start connecting why the way you feel in the foot connects to how you act in your hips, which connects to what we do in our back. All the way through the chain, you start to realize a little bit more and more. So if someone's going into this whole thing and wants to do this self-assessment and dive in, I mean, can they just crush it all out in a week? How long is this going to take me? Do I have to take a month for each section? Should I do one area of the body every week? What's the recommendation there?
So my recommendation is, it is a lot of information, right? You go in, you see the program, but you also have to understand, I try to give as much information because I want to teach, I want to educate. So it's hard for me to like back down. I probably can make it a lot more simple, but I want to give you the biggest bang for your buck. And this is truly like, this is your program for life. You're not paying a membership. You pay one time, you get access. So I hope that kind of takes stress off people too, because you have this for life. You have this to always be able to come back to, right? So you don't have to get through it all at once. So I tell people, take a week to go through the self-assessment, like write things down, see what's restricted, feel the different recommended exercises. And then based on that, you know, kind of judge for yourself, where were the biggest restrictions within your body? What really stood out to you that was like, whoa, that's crazy, I didn't realize that. Choose 1 to 2 areas, 1 to 2 only, of the biggest restrictions. And then based on those suggested exercises, you'd have like 4 to 6 altogether. And then that's where you can kind of like pick and play. And over, you know, you have to do it consistently, but if you did it consistently for 2 to 3 weeks, even, you might even start to see a change. 6 weeks, you're going to see a big change. Mm-hmm. So if you start to notice, okay, this exercise feels really easy, it's feeling so fluid and good, probably need to switch it up then. So then go back to the drawing board, see what was restricted again, retest some new things and implement it in. I know it puts a lot more work on you, right? But ultimately, when you come and you see a physical therapist, that is our, truly should be what we're there to do. We're there to guide you to do the work for yourself. We're never fixing anyone. And so, you know, being able to reach people all over the world and have that concept that people are taking it on, and the feedback that we've received is incredible.
I mean, the best physical therapists, the best practitioners, they're the ones who are the greatest motivators and the people who can best educate people into that behavior change. Yeah. I mean, even in PT school, I was getting so frustrated the settings I would go through because you just notice that it's slapping band-aids on a lot of the root causes of what bring about these pains and these mechanical issues in our body. And I'm just like, I want to work on behavior change. I want to work on actually helping people change the behaviors for themselves consistently, little by little throughout the day. And we do our monthly goals. And recently, one of my monthly goals was just to do some back mobility and ankle mobility daily.
Yep.
And again, even if it was like 2 to 3 minutes throughout that month, I consistently noticed how my back felt throughout the day improved. And so I love how the overall messaging is a lot more into the consistency, building that habit, figuring out how it fits in and plugs into your life, which takes some work.
It 100% takes some work. And especially if someone is currently like experiencing chronic pain, I really recommend there's 2 breathwork classes that are in that mobility method as well. And it shows you how to use, you know, tools to continue to help with this breath thing that we talk about all the time. And I really, it's the first video you see because it's the first one that I recommend people starting with. Like if you want to improve your mobility, you have to see where the state of your nervous system is in first before we can even start to say, okay, let's address how things are moving. So it's something that I recommend every person starting there. And then I also have bonus videos, you know, if you get headaches a lot, if you are questioning foam rolling, if you like what tools really help you along this mobility path, what aren't as necessary. And then, you know, in order to just help guide people into just starting, I do have basic, basic and generalized because I want you to start at the self-assessment, right? But generalized, routines for people to go into like, okay, if I'm experiencing a lot of low back stuff, here's in general some mobility things that can help. If you're experiencing knee pain, here's in general some mobility routines that can help. But again, do the self-assessment.
I was gonna say, you're really emphasizing the general, in general, this is what you do. and I do love that because that's the whole purpose, is to do that work and to understand more about your body. So this sounds like a pretty intense thing. Who's this for? Is it for people who are active or in sports or your everyday weekend warrior? Who should be looking to do this thing?
I mean, I really created it. It's not the typical business answer, right? Where it fits for everyone.
Yeah.
But it does. Like I really hope even I've had very experienced and seasoned athletes go through this. I have bodybuilders, yogis. I've had across the board, so many different types of movers, we're all movers, go through the program and just continue to learn. And I think that I've had chiropractors, I've had therapists, you know, go through the program. And it's just another way to continue to hold yourself accountable and explore your body. And again, I've created it for that one-time purchase so that you have it for life, so that you can continue to go back to it. And I have people that still email sometimes. They're like, it's been a couple of years. I forgot the login information, but I want to get back in. And I'm like, great. Here it is. You know, I'm excited that you're excited to dive back in and continue to explore. And that's okay if you go, like, there's no perfect pattern here. You know, it really is just as long as you're continuing to say, what am I neglecting? How can I dive back in over and over and over again? And that's a lifelong journey. And so you get it once and you get it for life.
And I think that, again, coming out of school, being in the world of PT and just understanding how difficult it is to find good information out there to empower you and make you confident in exploring your own body a little bit more, the information about the breathwork stuff, information about different tools and what that can bring in. Trust me, the amount of money you would spend elsewhere looking for solutions to aches and pains in your body, the mobility method pays for itself and then more just in the amount of information it brings you. Do you do it? Do you do any of the mobility method stuff yourself?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Are the mobility queen, so do you need to anymore?
Or are you people think I'm just beyond? So mobile. You know, it's so funny. I have my own, you know, definite restrictions and things that I can do a lot more consistently. I'm not perfect. I have spouts of doing it really religiously and then spouts of falling off a little bit more and sitting or being more sedentary. So, you know, no one's perfect. Again, it's on this journey and it's continuing to say, what do I need to assess? How can I come back? What is restricted? And what is, like, even if it's like, okay, say you're not going to do the 1 a.m, 2 a.m, like all that kind of stuff. Pick one. Choose one thing that you've learned based on the restrictions within your body and say, how can I implement this? Maybe it's setting an alarm on your phone. Maybe it is wearing a watch that kind of like beeps at you, or, you know, it's your tool to get you out of your desk and moving a little bit. Whatever it is that can make you, not make you, but motivate you to move a little bit different in your body. That's always what we're trying to do.
Is there an ideal time for somebody to start this thing? Should they start it if they have some aches and pains coming up? If they have aches and pains going on right now, is it a good time to start? Or should they wait until they're pain-free to then explore? What would you say to that?
I would say, especially if you are pain-free, if you don't really experience anything, start it now. Start exploring, get to know your body. I mean, it's the same as when I say, go see a physical therapist in person at least once a year. You know, even if you don't have anything going on, just see, just explore, right? So it's the same within the program. If you can get in now, especially if you don't have any aches and pains, great. If you are specifically diagnosed with a new injury, an acute injury, that's where I'd say, please go see a physical therapist. Mm-hmm. You know, this, I cannot promise that this is going to fix you because it's not going to diagnose you. It's just going to educate you. And there are movements that can definitely help, but I can't guarantee. So I always recommend still go see a physical therapist. I'm a physical therapist. I love what we do. And I think we're amazing humans. and then I will say, especially chronic pain people, get in. Like, it is, I promise, give yourself the opportunity. I just read a post today that is so amazing. And someone who was saying she just got into the mobility method 3 months ago. And then she joined the challenge that we launched, the 30-day challenge. And now she's in the optimal body. I mean, it's just incredible, right? But what she's experienced is her journey of pain. She's been in pain for a long time. And so coming into this, there's an expectation I have that I'm going to release pain. And what she's learned is that even though she did the mobility method for 2 weeks, all of a sudden, like, everything was feeling better. She's like ecstatic and this is going great. And then it kind of ebbed and flowed. And what she learned about herself, her mind, her body, her connection to her pain is, can you still be ecstatic to be a part of the journey, even on those moments that feel a little bit lower? And it makes me want to cry because it's so powerful, like, to be able to recognize that and take ownership. Like, no one else is going to fix me. I truly have to do the work to heal myself and continue to explore. And that's exactly what she's doing, right? And it's just such a beautiful process to be able to read someone's journey and know that this is just a guide. And the more that you guide yourself in and you continue to do the work, like, how beautiful it can be in the body.
That's super powerful. And that's such a cool part of the community that is growing. Of all the people that join this program, they all are a part or have the opportunity to be a part of the Facebook community, which I can say, because I'm in that community, people will put stuff in there about having challenges at the beginning of the mobility method, or, hey, I've normally had issues here. Can you tell me suggestions on where you'd start? And some of the answers in there, I'm like, that's exactly what I would say. So I like I like it. And I say, yes, this one, copy that. Yeah. I'll second this answer. But it's a cool community because there's so many people that have gone through similar things or are going through similar things. Or so it's very cool. And just to have that as your accountability piece and knowing that they're there and they will be willing to be there. We will be willing to be there if you have issues or need to reach out.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I know that we don't do this often, but because it's such a special episode getting to dive into the mobility method, I think we can share our secret podcast discount code with everybody, which is mobile.
Mobile.
Code mobile. You get 15% off. 15% off your start of your journey for the mobility method. Dive into the community, dive more into your body, and really start unlocking what could be going on.
thank you again for joining us on yet another PT Pearl. We just appreciate you so much. And of course, if you need more visuals for each PT Pearl, they are over at DocGenFit on YouTube. There is a whole section for the PT Pearls from the Optimal Body Podcast that you can use to really see what we're talking about. And don't forget, if you really like this, if you're learning from it, share it out, share it with your community, tell us what you're learning, rate and subscribe to the episode, because there's going to be so many more goodies and PT Pearls along the way. And if you're ready to dive in even deeper, don't forget, we have an Optimal Body membership with an incredible community of movers learning with us and moving in their body. Until next time, thank you again.